today's contestants, an office manager and bookkeeper from Glendale, California, Brenda Gantt. A nuclear engineer and improv comedian from Cincinnati, Ohio, Gorby Shaw. And our returning champion, a business development strategist from San Francisco, California, Patrick Rice, whose one day cash winnings total $32,199. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Thank you, everybody, and Donnie, thank you also. Well, a big win, yes, indeed, for Patrick on yesterday's program, because he was able to recall that the ancient Greeks had a special use for the leaves of the laurel tree, and that enabled him to come up with laureate as his response in Final Jeopardy. Gorby and Brenda, welcome and good luck. Here we go. The Jeopardy round is the first round you get to play. It's an easier round, we hope. Today, it has these categories. O Canada Province. A. Songs for every member of the family. Cars. Women's memoirs. Where's the beef? And finally, Beyond Meat. Each correct response will be a word that comes somewhere after meat in the dictionary. Not too far after meat. Patrick.
O Canada Province 600.
This province includes the Haida Gwaii Island Group, 60 miles off the mainland. Gorby.
What is British Columbia?
That's it.
Canada 400.
The 5,420-foot Mont d'Iberville is this province's highest point. Patrick.
What is Quebec?
Good.
Oh, Canada Province 800.
The Winnipeg metro area is home to more than 50% of the population of this province. Gorby.
What is Manitoba?
That's it.
1,000 Canada.
This one of Canada's maritime provinces is highlighted here. Brenda?
What is Newfoundland?
Nope. Patrick?
What is New Brunswick?
That's the one.
Cars 600, please.
This maker of the Impreza says that 97% of its vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. Gorby.
What is Subaru?
Good.
800 cars.
Headquartered in Munich, it built aircraft engines before transitioning to motorcycles and cars. Gorby?
What is BMW?
That's it.
400 cars.
With a Latin name meaning I roll, this Swedish automaker began rolling out its cars in 1927. Gorby?
What is Volvo?
Yes.
1,000 cars?
A charging bull graces the hood of the Aventador, a model of this Italian sports car. Patrick.
What is Lamborghini?
You got it.
Women's memoirs 400.
My Life in France is the story of how this chef found her true calling. Gorby.
Who is Julia Child?
Good.
600 women's.
Answer. Nearly double.
I'll wager 1,000, please.
1,000 it is. Here is the clue. I feel bad about my neck. About the travails of aging is by this late great writer and director of You've Got Mail.
I don't know.
Who is a very talented lady, no longer with us, Nora Ephron. All right, you're still in the lead, but it's a closer game. Go.
Okay. Beef for 600, please.
Here's this southern favorite with a different type of meat in its name. Gorby?
What is chicken fried steak?
Yes.
800 beef?
The name of this French boeuf dish, beef braised in red wine, means it's prepared in the style of Burgundy. Gorby?
What is bourguignon?
Bourguignon, yes.
1,000 beef?
Though best known, Kobe is just one variety of this expensive beef, whose name translates to Japanese cow. Gorby?
What is Wagyu?
Good.
400 beef?
Clara Peller famously asked, "Where's the beef?" in TV ads for this old-fashioned hamburgers chain. Brenda.
What is Wendy's?
Yes.
Where's the beef? 200.
On a menu, beef or steak this means it comes only one way, raw. Gorby.
What is tartare?
You are correct, and that takes you to 5,200. You're off to a good start. We're going to take a break, though. Back in a moment. Brenda Gant is an office manager from Glendale, California, who spent 20 years abroad, living abroad, in a country that, well, tell us.
I lived in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia from 1986 to 2006, and I had my four children there, Summer, Asia, Omar, and Mustafa, and tons of great friends that I still keep in touch with.
Good for you.
All right. Gourvy Shaw from Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to apologize to you. So far, I have managed to mispronounce your first name, I think, almost every time I came to you. Give me the correct pronunciation.
It's just Gourvy.
Gourvy.
Yeah.
Not Gouravy.
No.
Not Gore. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Thank you very much for that.
That's okay.
Now, you went to chef school.
I did.
Just to develop a hobby.
Yeah.
Why?
I was a bit bored of my job as an engineer, and so decided to do something in the evenings, went to chef school. It was really good. Learned a lot.
Can you make a good cheesecake?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, our security guy here makes an excellent cheesecake. Had some in the break. All right, Patrick Rice is our champion. We talked to one of the challengers about spending time abroad. You spent time in South Korea.
That's right. When I was 17, I worked for the summer in a shipyard in Busan on the southeast corner of the country.
Manual labor?
It was more machinery inspection.
Yep.
I was planning on studying mechanical engineering in college, and I decided just be better to get some like literal field experience before hitting the books for 4 years.
Good for you. Smart move. All right, at the moment, Gourvy has command of the board, so she selects.
Beyond meat for 600, please.
When an egg became the most popular post on Instagram, it became popular as one of these. Perhaps you missed this one. Gourvy?
What's a meme?
Meme, yes.
800 meat.
Another name for a bullhorn. That would be megaphone. Gourvy?
1,000 meat.
This dark pigment determines skin and hair color. Gourvy?
What is melanin?
Yes.
400 meat.
Like Hessians in the American Revolutionary War, it's a professional soldier hired to serve in a foreign army. Patrick.
What is a mercenary?
Correct.
Songs for every member of the family 600.
Elmo and Patsy. She got run over by a reindeer. Patrick?
Who's grandma?
Poor grandma.
Sorry, grandma.
Yep.
Songs 800.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. They just don't understand. Patrick?
Who are parents?
Yes.
Sorry, mom and dad. Songs 1,000.
Pearl Jam, 1993. What is daughter? Patrick.
Songs 400.
Kansas. Carry on, wayward blank. Brenda?
What is son?
Yes.
Beyond meat, 200.
Stick your nose into other people's business. Patrick.
What is metal?
Metal, that's the word.
Province, 200.
Some familiar names in this eastern province. Annapolis, Sydney, Liverpool. But New Glasgow might help you the most. Gourvy?
What is Nova Scotia?
Yes.
Cars for 200.
Chrysler, General Motors, and this are the big three automakers. Brenda?
What is Ford?
Yeah.
Songs for the family 200.
George Michael, this figure. Brenda?
What is father?
Right.
Memoirs 200.
Fight Like a Girl and Unbecoming recount women's experiences in this most masculine branch of the U.S. military. Brenda?
What are Marines?
Yes.
800.
Award-winning screenwriter Diablo Cody's record of her time as one of these performers is titled Candy Girl. She was once a stripper. Now the $1,000 clue for you. This advisor to Barack Obama wrote, Finding My Voice, My Journey to the West Wing, and The Path Forward. Patrick.
Who's Valerie Jarrett?
You are right, and that takes you to 5,400. You're in second place. Brenda, you're on the plus side. That's good. You're going first in Double Jeopardy right after this.
Severe storms, even a tornado, leave a trail of destruction. I'm tracking the next batch of rain after a small break and how long it will last.
A deadly hit and run in Towson. Tonight, the suspect is walking free. The outrage from the victim's family and how police track down the vehicle involved.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10. Watch meteorologist Jonathan Myers weekday mornings on Fox 45 Morning News.
Alrighty, as you can see, Brenda trails both Patrick and Gourvy. So here are the categories for your selection in Double Jeopardy. Civil rights and wrongs. Music halls. Fredericks of Hollywood. Awards and honors. Slang terms. And finally, you'll love this one, Egyptian mythology. Brenda, go.
Egyptian mythology, 400.
Bastet was a goddess in the form of one of these still common domestic pets. Brenda.
What's a cat?
Yeah.
The mythology, 800.
Sometimes depicted as a human head on a bird, the Ba was this eternal part of a human. Gorvy.
What's a soul?
Good.
1200 Egyptian.
Seen on amulets, this beetle was a sacred symbol of revival. Gorvy.
What's a scarab?
Yeah.
1600 Egyptian.
The answer there. The first of the daily doubles. And look at that. You're at 9,000.
2,000, please.
Okay, here's the clue. The Egyptian sun god, known as Khepri at dawn and Atum in the evening, was known by this two-letter name at midday.
What is Ra?
Ra is right. Ra, Ra, Ra for you. Go again.
2,000 Egyptian.
With his distinctive head, he was the god of embalming. Gorvy.
Who's Anubis?
Anubis, yes.
Music halls, 400.
Ryman Auditorium, this city's country music hall, is more than a century older than Skirmerhorn, its classical hall. Brenda.
What is Boston?
Nope. Gorby.
What is Nashville?
Yes.
800 music halls?
This New York City venue has a shimmering gold stage curtain that is said to be the largest in the world. Brenda.
What is Radio City Music Hall?
Yes.
Civil rights and wrongs for 400, please.
In 1958, African-American activist Clennon King was sent to an asylum for trying to register at this state university in Oxford. Patrick?
What is University of Mississippi?
Yes.
Civil rights and wrongs, 1200.
In 1828, actor Thomas Rice began playing a blackface character named this, a term later used to describe racist laws. Patrick?
It was Uncle Tom?
Nope. Brenda.
It was Jim Crow.
Yes.
Rights and wrongs, 800.
The Congress of Racial Equality planned these 1961 trips to enforce desegregation of interstate transportation. Brenda.
What are freedom rides?
That's it.
Civil rights, 1600.
Civil rights activism often includes VRDs, these drives, to help people participate in our democracy. Gorvy.
What are voting rights drives?
Nope. Patrick.
What is voter registration?
Yes, that's it.
Awards and honors, 800.
After world champion, the highest title in chess is international this. Today there are more than 1,600 of them. Brenda.
What's a grandmaster?
Correct.
Awards, 1,200.
The 2019 Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show gave this distinction to a fox terrier, with a Havanese taking the reserve title. Brenda.
What's best in show?
Good.
1,600 awards.
A silver lantern is given by the JFK Library with the profile in this award to recipients who exemplify the spirit of JFK's book. Brenda?
What's courage?
Yeah, profile
2,000 awards.
Damien Hirst and director Steve McQueen have won the British Visual Arts Prize, named for this 19th century British painter. Who is J.M.W. Turner? Brenda?
Awards, 400.
Instituted in 1782, it was the first U.S. military decoration. Gorvy.
What's the Purple Heart?
Correct.
Slang terms, 1,200.
To garner extremely high marks in a school examination is more slangily to do this three-letter word to that test. Patrick?
What is ace?
Yes.
Slang terms, 2,000.
This numerical term for the first person to catch a certain disease now can mean the first person affected by something. Gorvy.
What is patient zero?
You got it.
800 slang?
Alliteration abounds in this three-word phrase, a very uncomplicated game where you ring someone's doorbell and run away. Patrick?
What is ding-dong ditch?
That's it. I
slang
do it all the
1600.
Time. Like the feedback type in a compulsion this, you endlessly cycle through checking your social media apps. Brenda?
What's a loop?
A loop, compulsion
slang,
loop.
Slang terms, 400.
To make out like this, meaning to do well, may refer not to a robber, but to slang for a slot machine. Brenda.
What's a bandit?
Make out like a bandit, yeah.
Civil Rights 2000.
Answer. Daily double, and you've just moved into second place.
3,200.
3,200 it is. This discriminatory practice comes from the colorful borders on maps around areas where minorities found it hard to get loans or credit.
What is redlining?
That's it. And you are now much closer to the lead. Go again.
Music Hall's 1,200.
One of America's oldest opera houses, the Academy of Music in Philadelphia, was modeled on this Milan venue. Patrick.
What is La Scala?
Right.
Music Hall 1,600.
The Palau de la Música Catalana is an ornate treasure in this city. Patrick?
What is Barcelona?
That's right.
Music Hall's 2,000.
A Miami concert hall is home to this symphony, co-founded by Michael Tilson Thomas. Its name sounds like a Dvorak piece about America. It is the New World Symphony Orchestra. One category left, Patrick.
Frederick's 400.
Born Frederick Austerlitz, this actor was free to create his own dances on film. You know him much better as Fred Astaire. Patrick.
Frederick's 800.
This former child actor is now a busy TV director and even directed Brother Ben in Boy Meets World. Brenda?
Who is Fred Savage?
Yes.
1,200.
With the help of makeup artist Wally Westmore, Frederick March won an Oscar in this dual role from a literary classic. Gorvy.
What is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Correct.
Frederick 1,600.
This funny man improvised his way to greatness in films like Waiting for Guffman and A Mighty Wind. Talented man named Fred Willard. Now the last clue for 2,000. This actor, who played a killer in Double Indemnity, was a sweet dad to my three sons on television. And that would be Fred McMurray. Impressive scores, ladies and gentlemen. Someone should win a lot of money today, depending on their wagers and how well they do with this subject in final. Quotes about 19th century authors. Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness, indeed. Yeah. We'll be back with the clue.
Severe storms, even a tornado, leave a trail of destruction. I'm tracking the next batch of rain after a small break and how long it will last. City Council President Brandon Scott attacked the allegations and the disturbing post by the alleged attacker.
These pesky creatures in the Geico sequel ad are also called groundhogs. What are woodchucks? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
In our final today, we are dealing with 19th century authors and quotes about them. Players, here's your clue. This author showed that abysses may exist inside a governess, a heroine who was a commonplace spinster. 30 seconds. Good luck. Was a little tricky for you. We start with Patrick, our champion. He was in third place, not far off the lead. He had $11,000, and his response was, "Who is Emily Dickinson?" And unfortunately for you, that is not a correct response. What did you lose? $51.99. That drops you down to $58.01. Takes us to Brenda Gant. She had $12,800, and she wrote down Emily Bronte. Emily Bronte is incorrect. It'll cost you $10,001. You dropped to $27.99. Over to Gorvy. She had $15,400. She wrote down, "Who is Charlotte Bronte?" Charlotte Bronte wrote about the governess Jane Eyre. Emily Bronte wrote Wuthering Heights, Heathcliff, and Catherine. You're going to add some money, Gorby. I'm going to learn to pronounce your name correctly. Because you've got 10,201 more. That brings you up to 25,601. We'll see you on Monday, young lady, and hopefully you as well. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
There are those who take Beano before they eat to prevent discomfort, and those who don't. Don't be those who don't. Take Beano Ultra with 33% more gas and discomfort preventing power.
People who have been diagnosed with mesothelioma have many questions. That's why we offer this free book.
Call toll-free at 1-888-888-3231.
She's my pet. She's my baby. I'm going to feed her healthy food just like I feed myself healthy human foods. Eliza's family, so I feed her Blue.